You're listening to the Average Joe Geek Show, a podcast covering all things geektastic from Average Joe geeks like you. Coming to you from Denver, Colorado, here's your host, Justin Neal.
And we're back. Welcome back, TJ.
Thank you for having me. Good to be back. Always good to be back.
Yeah. Bring some life back into the Average Joe Geek Show. So this episode, we are going to go over the Marvel Multiverse. As TJ pointed out in the last episode, the Afterlife episode, the last time we did a podcast before that was back in January before WandaVision came out. So we got a lot to talk about as far as the Marvel Universe. You want to kick it off here, TJ?
Well, let's start. I mean, so we talked about, like I said, we started back in January with Wanda and Vision, WandaVision, which got us all, I think we all realized was an amazing show. Great casting and everything, and opened up so many what ifs, which would lead to the next show, which was Falcon and Winter Soldier, which did just as good. We got to see Anthony Mackie finally take the shield, which was awesome. And it introduced new characters. The good thing was, is during this whole time, whether we knew it or not, they were building right under our noses. They were building stories and universes.
Laying the groundwork.
Yes, exactly. They were laying the groundwork for what would become, what would this be, phase four, phase five? What phase are we in? I lost count.
Phase four.
They're laying the groundwork for what appears to be an amazing phase four after 2020, when Marvel didn't have anything come out. It was a year without Marvel, which was odd.
Oh, for 2022?
2020.
Sorry, did I say 2022? Yeah, I meant 2020.
You did say. God, I hope you're not being a soothsayer.
Oh, no. No, yeah. The Omicron Percy I-8 virus.
Right.
I mean, but it was, you know. Yeah, it was boring in that aspect, but it gave the franchise a bit of a break in order to not be too saturated, if that makes any sense, or too much fatigue.
It almost helped it in a way, I would say.
Yeah, because I mean, you know, Endgame was such a huge a bookend for, you know, phases 1 through 3 with the whole Infinity saga. So, you know, kind of taking a break actually, I think, was beneficial. It bothered me a little bit only because there wasn't a whole lot to do during 2020. But I think overall it helped the franchise. And now we're starting to see things roll out this year. You know, we had WandaVision, then Falcon and Winter Soldier. Loki was amazing.
Loki opened up so many things.
Oh, yeah. And they're doing a season 2 of both Falcon and Winter Soldier and Loki.
And Loki, yep.
And a second season of What If.
Which is a whole nother, like, that's a whole nother story to unpack. That the animation was amazing on that show. I didn't think that I would enjoy it, but the animation was terrific. The stories were terrific.
Yeah, the animation wasn't too bad. The style, I don't know, I could take it or leave it, honestly. But the stories were just really good. Like the Doctor Strange one. What if, you know, Doctor Strange lost his heart instead of his hand?
Yep.
Or hands. And that one was super, like, what the fuck, man? Not just a what if, but a WTF.
Right. That was a huge WTF.
Yeah. At the end, you were kind of like, oh, that's depressing as shit. And like, they went dark.
Right. Well, they went dark with all of them, even the zombie hunters.
Oh,
the
the
zombie.
Marvel Zombies.
Yeah.
Which I was, I liked what they did with it. They kept it within the MCU instead of more in line with the comics, and I think that worked a lot better because I was curious how they were going to do that. As someone
Right.
who has read the Marvel zombie comics, I think it worked well, especially with that end episode where they, kind of came back and for a brief minute.
Yep, and
The
the Star Lord. The what if T'Challa was Star Lord? That opened up a whole nother Thanos being a good guy.
Which was weird. That was one of the weirder episodes, I thought.
Yeah, that was definitely different to see that
Yeah.
side of Thanos and stuff.
But
But
the jokes were great.
oh yeah. There were a lot of clever nudges and like, oh, I caught what he said there, and things that connected to the MCU in that show that they took their time with it, which was good. You know, again, maybe having the year to think about things and stuff helped out and everything.
Oh, absolutely. Now, would you agree that Infinity Ultron was a bigger threat than Thanos ever was?
Oh, definitely. I think, you know, I think that he definitely, that's a scary, like, just the thought in itself of that would be scary, let alone Ultron by himself without the Infinity Stones was dangerous.
Yeah.
Now throw the Infinity Stones in there, and the fact that he smashed through universes and he saw the Watcher and he figured out everything. That makes him even more dangerous.
Yeah,
The fact that he messed with all the universes.
it was a really cool episode. My God, the
Yeah.
whole Guardians of the Multiverse.
Yep.
Although the one episode, I don't know if you knew this, they cut out the Tony Stark Gamora episode, and they said that they're going to show it in season two, and I hope they do because I want to know what the backstory is on that episode. Like, how did those
Right.
two ended up teaming up and going through, creating the infin what was it, the Infinity Smasher?
Yep.
Oh man, I was just yeah, it was such a well done series, and it was
That
nice to.
was my one little that was my one little picky thing about that series was, why was Tony all of a sudden like Kenny from South Park in every episode? In every episode, it seemed like, and he had to die.
Well, I mean, it kind of harkens back to, and there was an article that talked about this, and I wish I had saved it, where it just goes to show that, Tony's fate was to die no matter what, pretty much.
That makes sense.
And how important he was to the whole, Infinity War saga.
Right. No, that I guess, you know, I could see that. I thought it was kind of like a funny, like it felt like I was watching South Park where every episode you didn't know how he was going to do it, but somehow Tony was going to die this episode. We just
Right.
didn't know how.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was a great series. They did a great job of opening up the multiverse, and they asked so many questions. The biggest one, obviously, what if? Like, what if these things happened? You know, it
Yeah.
was just it was mind blowing. It shattered all my expectations.
Yeah, and the voice cast, Jeffrey Wright was a perfect casting choice for the voice of the Watcher. I love him as an actor. He does good work. Every time I hear him, he still reminds me of Bernard from Westworld. And I can't wait to see him next year in actually March 4th. We're only a few months away from the new Batman movie.
From the new Batman movie.
Seeing him as Commissioner Gordon, I'm excited for that. But
Yep.
this is a Marvel episode, not a DC, so Batman's gonna have to wait.
That's a whole nother episode, the DC fandom. We've got There's lots of things to unpack with that too.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Yeah, yeah.
See them over there.
But coming up here in a couple weeks, December 15th, we got...
16th.
Yeah, you're right. I stand corrected. The 16th. I thought it was the 15th for whatever reason. Are you sure it's the...
The movie premieres on the... Its actual release date is the 17th. But obviously the night before, which is the Thursday, is the 16th.
You're right. You're right. It is the 16th. Okay. Yeah, and just... tomorrow will be 2 full weeks till it's released. And that is Spider-Man No Way Home.
So we get to jump into the Spider-Verse, or what we think is the Spider-Verse, or the worst kept secret in all of movie history.
Yeah.
Which is Toby and Andrew.
Yeah, because, yeah, they're coming. They're going to make an appearance. I think it won't be until towards the end. I think it'll be like what they did with Afterlife, where it's like, oh, they're going to come in to help save the day.
So you think it'll be like a Ghostbusters appearance where it'll be really quick and...
I don't know if it'll be really quick, but, well, yeah, I would say within like the last 20 to 30 minutes of the movie, I think they'll end up showing up. I think the final battle, they'll show up. Peter, you know, like we saw in the trailer, he's jumping after Mary Jane or MJ or... whatever her name is, that's falling off the scaffolding. And
right.
I don't think
because every Spider-Man girlfriend has to fall at some point.
Well, and it kind of harkens back to the whole thing with what's her face?
Gwen Stacy.
So I'm wondering if maybe Andrew Garfield swoops in and catches her properly. Because
he gets his redemption. He gets
a little bit of redemption from the fact that he let Gwen die. Or basically killed Gwen.
Yeah.
I could see that. Well, I could see them building that up because, dude, that scene looks so similar.
It looks very similar. Obviously, I've seen breakdowns of the trailer and stuff where they showed and they made references that the hand that you see is that of Tom Holland. It's Tom Holland's suit. But that could just be a clever trick of the eye, you know, a clever little, you know, we'll hide this and edit this kind of copy and paste moment from Sony when they released the trailer.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
because obviously for the people who thought that all they wanted to see in the next trailer was Toby and Andrew, and if you thought that you were going to see them, you were completely out of your mind.
Well, and hats off to our buddy ALB for pointing out that Sandman's making an appearance. Like, he put that together before the last trailer.
Before we even saw Sandman, yep.
Yeah.
He was definitely on top of it.
Literally. So the question remains, because they're building up Sinister Six, obviously.
Yes.
I think it's going to end up being Vulture as the sixth. I think Vulture is going to make an appearance in it.
Well, they say that great minds think alike, and we obviously are thinking on the same wavelength. That is the only person that I could come up with was Vulture. I don't see it happening now, much to my chagrin, as much as I want to see it. I don't think it could be like Venom coming through even for just a second, or the introduction of a new villain, even though we know that there's so many people it could be Kingpin, it could be Vulture, like we said. We know that Scorpion exists in this universe. We've never seen the Rhino yet. We haven't seen Kraven. I mean, I could keep going. It could be Mysterio.
I don't think it's Mysterio. I honestly don't think it's him. Well, and part of it is...
talking about Mysterio, let me throw out a theory for you.
Okay.
What if all this is Peter being trapped in some kind of weird Mysterio universe? Much like the scene in Far From Home when he saw the the dead Tony Stark, the fallen Captain America statue, the zombie stuff that we saw, all that stuff.
I mean, it's possible.
To me, that would feel it's a stretch. I don't think that's what it is. I don't think that's the whole thing. But I think that it's definitely interesting, an interesting theory that I've heard once.
Well, let me see if I can find this. Where there was, it was like 13 days ago, because Keaton was talking on Jimmy Kimmel about returning as Batman.
Yep.
And he kind of, I think he let slip that I got some Vulture stuff to go film after this. So that's where I'm getting, like, he might be coming back.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing too. This is how I kind of debunked a little bit of that. Was we all know that he's in Morbius.
Yep.
You know. Let me ask you this. Do we see, do you think, with that last scene when Doctor Strange is saying they're coming through and I can't stop them, who do you think he's talking about? That's been the highly debated question since this second trailer aired.
I don't know. They're coming through and I don't think I can stop them. Man, maybe. Who? It could be the other villains. It could be Lizard shows up, Electro shows up, Sandman shows up. Maybe Vulture from another multiverse shows up.
Could be.
Rhino from, you know, Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man 2.
Could be.
The Amazing Spider-Man.
I have an interesting little theory. I have a little theory that I'd like to throw out there just so I have it noted on record in case I'm right. I don't think I am, but in case I am. While I think villains could most definitely come through that timeline or break in the timeline, I believe we could also see new heroes.
Really?
Yes. I would not put it past them to give us hints of the X-Men or Fantastic Four in this movie.
That soon?
Just hints. It doesn't have to be a clear, you know, slap in the face, but just a hint that says, oh, wow. Because I don't think it's just villains coming through that thing.
Or if it has to do with the multiverse, maybe it has something to do with King.
Could be. It was purple. A lot of people have hearkened back to the fact that it was purple. And that's obviously the color of, in the MCU, that color represents evil, obviously, with, you can go and say, like, Agatha, Dormammu,
Thanos,
obviously, big purple. So all those things, you know, purple is kind of a color of distress or evil.
I never noticed that. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah. Huh. I'll be damned.
I mean, you know, we got Blade in the Eternals, which we haven't talked about. Well, we think we got Blade in the Eternals.
You're going to hate me. I haven't seen the Eternals yet.
I didn't think about asking you before I said that.
Spoiler alert.
Okay, so let me, okay. Eternals has been out for almost a month. It's going to be out on Disney Plus around Christmas, just so everyone knows. So before I sound like I'm, you know, before I set the internet ablaze, I want to get his name right, Marshala Ali, right?
I think that's his name. Yeah, I think that's how you say it. I'm terrible at name pronunciations in general.
In a post-credit scene for Eternals, you hear his voice.
Oh. I was really hoping that Wesley Snipes would come back. They'd bring him back.
I still think he might, but we have multiverses now. Remember that.
This is true.
So we could get anything we want.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But mainly being my point being, I'm trying not to get too excited for this movie because I don't want to ruin it, you know?
As far as No Way Home?
As far as I don't want to set my sights too high.
Well, no. And again, we got to ground ourselves in the fact that, you know, trailers are not very reliable at predicting things because they, you know, it has been proven that they've come back and change things to kind of hide any spoilers or Easter eggs or whatever.
Right.
So, you know, we're just going to, and that's where I'm trying to like remain unspeculative about it.
Remember, a perfect example of this is Civil War. In the Civil War trailer, we never saw Spider-Man. We saw Spider-Man for one quick clip, but we never saw what side he was fighting on when they always showed in the trailer that scene where they're all coming together. We never saw Spider-Man running with them or Black Panther for that matter.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying is we just don't know. We, you know, it could be anything. They could. Yeah. You know,
if you ask some people think, some people think the DC universe is going to come through in this multiverse.
That would be pretty cool. Marvel
versus DC. Some kind of weird crossover.
Yeah.
Some people expect to see Darth Vader come out. I don't know. Like, there's so many wild theories about this movie that it's just, it's almost laughable. The anticipation that we're building. Does this have the potential to probably be? Ooh, I think that's a big leap. I don't know if I want to say that. Does it have the potential to be one of the biggest superhero movies ever?
I mean, they're calling this Spider-Man Endgame of how epic it's supposed to be.
That's true, and. And they have said, allegedly, as of yesterday, there were reports that Sony said they are not done and that there's three more movies coming with Tom Holland in them.
Yep, 4, 5, and 6. I did hear that as well. Which is smart, you know. Sony would be, it would be completely in the wrong to not capitalize on it. Because
right.
They're and bringing Sony in so much money, just as much money as Disney is.
Yeah, exactly. They're getting just as much of a piece of the pie of this. Which makes me think, unfortunately, this is where tempering expectations comes into play. That we won't get everything that we want to see in this movie.
Maybe not in this one, but I mean, if we're going to get three other movies after this.
Eventually we're going to.
Exactly.
Yeah, eventually we will go. We will get everything we want to see. And whether that be the sixth movie being the Sinister Six movie, you know, whether number six be the Sinister Six, we're going to get, before this is over, we're going to get Carnage and Venom and Spider-Man inside the same movie.
Oh, absolutely.
We're going to get Tom Hardy and Tom Holland and maybe Woody Harrelson on screen together.
Yep.
So, I mean, that expectation, that alone right there makes me want to live a healthier lifestyle so that I can live forever because I want to make sure I live to see it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what they do moving forward after this one. And just what their overall aim is with the whole multiverse
Yep. I
thing.
think this movie will set in motion a lot of things that have to do with in March when Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness comes out.
Yeah. Oh, that's in March?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think so. I don't know. You may want to look that up just to confirm that. But last time I looked, I thought it was March. They actually pushed it back. It was going to be February, but they pushed it back a few weeks. It could be May, actually, now that I think, now that as I'm talking.
I think it is, yeah, May 6th.
Oh, man, we got to wait even longer.
Well, no, and that's good because if that were the case, it was coming out in March, we would have seen some trailers and stuff out for it, and we haven't seen anything.
Well, we don't know that. We did this. This could be a whole new generation of Marvel where we only get one trailer or two trailers before
It's
the
been
movie.
an average of 2 to 3, I've noticed.
Yeah. Well, with this movie, I didn't know if we were ever going to get one. And you know what? I was actually okay with that. Had we not gotten one for No Way Home, I would have been A-okay with it. I would have been perfectly fine with the fact that we had what we had. That's it. We just, the guessing, I would have loved, how awesome would it have been in 2021 in the age of social media for everybody that's going to see that movie on opening night just to be guessing what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Not even have the hint of a trailer. I do know that there's people out there that don't watch the trailers, and I understand that too. I completely get that because sometimes those trailers can spoil everything for you. But at the same time,
They can, but at the same time, I feel like, again, studios and production companies have been a little bit better about hiding some stuff. Like we talked about, where you get a glimpse of Spider-Man and Civil War, but then they edit out scenes that he's in that they put into the trailer, So they're getting better at kind of like covering their tracks before putting out the actual film, which I
right.
appreciate because I don't mind the trailers, but yeah, releasing way too many just way too much information on what the movie's about is kind of, No Way Home is a perfect example because you got Doc Ock who's fighting Tom Holland and he realizes that's not his Peter Parker and now they're kind of allies. Like, okay, well, what's going on here? There's still an added mystery as to what the fuck is going on.
Well, that's the thing. I've heard that word thrown around a lot between those two, is allies and stuff. And I don't necessarily see that in the trailer.
How so?
I don't see where they're allies. Like, I've seen the part where Doc Ock is talking to him and stuff, is talking to the kids, but I don't see the part where they're working together.
Well, keep in mind, last time we saw him in Spider-Man 2, he kind of came to his senses and tried to undo what he was doing and actually ended up somewhat redeeming himself toward at the end.
Right.
He's a very conflicted character because he didn't start out evil. He just, it's one of those tragic turn of events that led him down the path that he's on. Similar to like, I'm gonna make a DC comparison to him and Mr. Freeze.
Yeah, no, I can see that. I think also if you look at it, you could really go with that for a couple of those villains that are in that movie. All of them wanted some kind of redemption.
I would say yes, except for obviously, was it Topher Grace's Venom, which was, I don't know if we should even bring that up.
I don't think that one counts. I was kind of talking about the full five that we've seen in this trailer so far in No Way Home.
But would Willem Dafoe's Green Goblin, was he trying to redeem himself at the end? Because it seemed like he was trying to, but he was only doing that to try to trick Peter so he can kill Peter, and he ended up killing himself.
That is a tough call. And me and the boys, me and my kids, we're actually watching, we're taking the next 2 weeks, and we're watching the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man's this week, the Andrew Garfield Spider-Man's next week, and then the week of the movie, we're going to be watching the two Tom Holland ones. So we're going through the Spider-Verse really quick before we get to our main events.
Well, I know there's talk of introducing Miles Morales. I wonder if he will end up showing up in No Way Home.
That would be interesting.
Or if it'll end up being like one of those mid-credit, end-credit little teasers of like, oh, and here's this kid who's now going to be the next Spider-Man alongside Tom Holland.
Do you think we get a Spider-Gwen?
I don't know if they'll go that far. I haven't heard anything. But I am hearing talk on the intrawebs about Apostle Miles Morales.
That I can believe.
Well, because wasn't he teased in Homecoming?
Was he?
I think so.
Huh.
I have to go back and I haven't watched.
I would have to go back and see Homecoming.
Yeah. I don't think it was Andrew Garfield. I'm pretty sure it was Tom Holland. It was. What's his name? This is going to bug me. The actor. Spider-Man Homecoming. Who was the actor? Donald Glover as Aaron Davis. And supposedly that's supposed to be Aaron Davis. Yeah, because he's on the phone and he goes, "I'm sorry, Miles. I'm not going to make it. Yeah, I'm stuck."
Yes, that's right.
Right? Remember? Because Spider-Man interrogates him.
Yup. Making his way into Disney movies.
Yep. So, we could get a, a Miles Morales little sneak peek.
Oh, man. I could only imagine how awesome that would be.
Well, I mean, they're building it up. The video game. Did you ever play the Spider-Man Miles Morales video game?
Yes, I did. I loved it.
It was a really well done video game. I'll give Sony that. Like, they really couldn't do much with the Spider-Man films, but the video games so far have been pretty damn good.
Well, yeah, definitely have. They most definitely have. No argument for me on that one. Sony has done a great job with the Spider-Man games, where they failed with the Spider-Verse, per se.
The Spider films.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not saying that they failed, because when you go back, like I said, we're rewatching all the old ones, and when you go back and you rewatch the old ones, you start to kind of think like they weren't like bad.
Well, no, I mean the Sam Raimi, Tobey Maguire, the first two were really good. Third one went off the rails again; it was too saturated. And also, Sony was pushing for Venom to be in that movie when Sam Raimi didn't want him in the movie. And again, studios just need to kind of butt out with stuff like that, with those kind of creative decisions. And me personally, oh, yeah. But that's a rant for another time. So yeah, we got Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. That I'm really looking forward to.
Yes.
And supposedly and Tom Holland makes...
We get the answer as to what happened to Wanda.
Yeah. That is true. With Wanda and... and I think there's rumors that Tom Holland makes an appearance in it.
I believe that because, like I said, considering that I think, in my opinion, that this is all carries over to the Multiverse of Madness, I could believe that Tom Holland makes an appearance in that movie.
Mordo comes back. Oh, wow. So I'm pulled up. The Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness Google cast. Owen Wilson's in it.
Really?
Oh, Tom Hiddleston, Loki? Wow.
Okay, how much though, like how much of that do we believe? Like
I believe this is IMDb.
I would be surprised if Loki's in it. I could see Owen Wilson being in it.
Or maybe not. I don't know where that casting comes from. That's weird. Interesting. I mean, it would make sense. Because Loki's kind of a part of that whole thing now.
Right. Because he works at the time as an officer. Is that right?
Does he? Yeah. You're right. With, what's the name of that department? It's like, shit, why am I drawing a blank on this?
Well, I'm drawing one too.
Damn.
Hang on a second. Let me see if I can find it.
What is it, like the time? Oh, Time Variance Authority?
Yes.
TVA, yeah. Time Variance Authority. That's what it is. Whew. I'll be damned.
Scary. That was.
Yeah. Geez. I was really drawing a blank on that one, and it just kind of popped in there.
It will be interesting. It will be interesting to see.
Even if it was just a cameo, it would make sense to see Loki and Mobius come back.
Correct.
Or make some kind of appearance like, hey, Doctor Strange, we see you mess shit up during your whole thing with Spider-Man.
Right.
You need to fix this, like, now.
Well, yeah, and then I think that goes back to that whole, do you think that it's possible that the Doctor Strange we see in this movie is not Doctor Strange at all?
In the Spider-Man one?
In the Spider-Man movie, yeah. Or do you think that's too much?
I think that's too much. No, I think that is him. It's just...
So the attitude, everything, even though it doesn't seem like him?
Again, it's Strange trying to undo what was done. And, you know, like I said, it comes back to maybe they let out a little bit more info than they should have. In regards to, he's telling Peter that these villains are destined to die, and that's what needs to happen. Tom doesn't want to do that. He wants to try to save them, whereas Strange and him are in conflict over it. So that's where I think, you know, With that second trailer, because the first trailer really made it seem like, oh, this is maybe this is an evil Doctor Strange from another multiverse. But with the newer trailer that came out, it's like, okay, now I'm starting to see. It's like Strange is trying to get this sorted out. They all need to go back to where they need to go, whether they live or die or not. Whereas Tom doesn't want that to happen. He wants to try to save them, as ill-advised as it is. And they kind of butt heads over it, is what I think that whole thing is. That's the feeling I'm getting from it. And again, trailers are not very reliable when it comes to that kind of information. It's all speculation at this point with the way they cut, edit, leave things out. So we'll find out in a couple weeks, honestly.
I know. I almost don't want to,
I would say try not to go down the rabbit hole too far.
Yeah.
Because, every time we've done the speculation, we end up being wrong anyways, for the most part.
That's true. We are. And it's okay. It's okay to be wrong sometimes.
Yeah. But yeah, at this point, we just have to sit back, wait, and see what Marvel and Sony have in store for us. I'm pumped for it. And what else? What else do we want to talk about with the MCU Phase 4? So Shang-Chi. You saw that one, right?
I did. Yep.
And what were your thoughts on it?
Well, it's streaming now on Disney Plus for anyone who didn't see it in theaters. I actually really enjoyed it. It is a little, it's a divergence from what we know. I think with Phase 4 of the MCU, Phase 4 is going to be a lot more storytelling than it is, straight up action in your face, boom, 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 great movie after great movie. I think Phase 4 has proven so far with the Eternals and with Shang-Chi, that it's going to be a more storytelling universe in this part of it.
Oh, for sure.
But we're also, opening the doors and introductions to new characters and whatnot.
Yes. I thought it was well done. I wasn't overly impressed with it. A lot of the overall story arc kind of reminded me of Black Panther with the whole, we got a secret, not a secret world, I guess. Secret, not really society. What's the word I'm looking for? Secret civilization that's kind of hidden from the world.
Yeah.
No, where there's, great power that's being protected and, so there were a lot of similarities between the two. But for the most part, it was a really enjoyable film.
Yeah.
I love that they brought back What's-His-Face, who played the Mandarin. Oh, God, his...
Ben Kingsley.
Ben Kingsley, there we go. God, I am just... Yeah, Trevor.
That was a great callback. I loved him in that movie.
Oh, he stole it. When he stole the movie when his character showed up. It was so great.
It unfortunately still did not make up for Iron Man 3 and how they ruined the Mandarin the first time they tried to do it. But I will say that it was definitely funny.
Well, no,
they used him.
It was nice that they went back and kind of corrected the wrong that Iron Man 3 did.
Which was good, because that's what the MCU is really good at. They're good at sewing up holes. If they miss something, they will sew it up in another movie and figure out a way to fix it. And they do it so well, like with everything that they do. But yeah, no, I loved it. I thought Awkwafina was actually really funny in the movie.
I was just about to say that. She did a really good job.
Comedy to the movie. The actor who played Shang-Chi was really good too. He's definitely got a future in the MCU, obviously, as we saw with the end credit scene. Yeah, I mean, I'm excited to see where they go with this stuff. You know, it was definitely a different take. It was like a martial arts I don't want to go as far to say, but it felt like, you know, it had that artistic Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon kind of.
I was just about to say that it had that, yeah,
vibe.
Crouching Tiger of the Marvel universe. Oh, absolutely, especially with the choreography of the fight scenes and stuff. It very much did.
Yeah, and they've said, I think Feige has come out and said before that Phase 4 is going to have, you're going to have different genres of Marvel movies now. It's widely reported that the Multiverse of Madness that we've been talking about is going to be almost more of a horror movie.
Well, yeah, they got Sam Raimi back to direct it.
Yeah.
Which I think that's perfect.
Right, which is also another clue that makes me think that that Tobey Maguire is at least in this movie, is in the Spider-Man movie, is that Sam Raimi's now in the MCU.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's a perfect director for it. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited to see the journey that it takes on. Like I said, as you said, his first two movies were great in the Spider-Man movies. But obviously the third one fell a little short because
it was oversaturated. You know
yeah.
I blame that more on the studio than I do him, in all honesty.
No, you're absolutely right. But we'll see. There's a lot to look forward to with Marvel. The Eternals hasn't been getting great reviews. My kids personally didn't like it. They didn't, you know, it was a long movie for them, but it was a strong storytelling movie. Again, it talked about things about the Marvel. It just added on to this expansive universe.
Yeah.
You know, and it showed how things are connected, where these people were during the snap, which is what apparently a law that every movie has to now show, is that every Marvel movie from here on out now has to show what people were doing during the snap. So to me, I enjoyed it. Again, a new cast of characters, new adventures. The thing that we're getting with this is, with these new stories, it's new adventures to go see at the movies, to enjoy the movies, which we talked about earlier this year, way back in January, that we didn't know if movies were ever going to get back to normal. You know?
Yeah. I'm going to backtrack a little bit here too, because there was something I noticed with the newer Spider-Man No Way Home poster. Do you think we're going to get more than one Green Goblin?
So,
because there's a hooded one.
Okay.
In this new poster.
So I've heard this theory, and some people on the internet doing their internet detective work have zoomed in and zoomed in and looked at the image closer. And some people have said that that's actually just a different version of William Dafoe.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Possible. Again, all possibility. Could we get another goblin? Possibly. I mean, we know that there's many universes. There could be another goblin in a universe.
Well, I mean, we also had the one from Andrew Garfield.
Yes, we did. Which was kind of a
letdown.
It was kind of the way that Venom was in Spider-Man 3 was how the Goblin was in that movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you think that we find out who buys Stark Tower in the Spider-Man movie?
No, but did you notice that the old Avengers Tower is they're putting up Cap's shield?
Oh no, that's the Statue of Liberty.
No.
Yes.
No, it was in the It was the old Avengers Stark Tower.
We're talking about during the Spider-Man trailer, correct?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so yes, this has been pointed out too, that the final battle scene takes place there, where they're building a more modified Statue of Liberty with Captain America. This also leads people to think, well, the last battle that the last battle scene from a certain Fox Marvel movie took place at the Statue of Liberty in another timeline.
I really wish I could show you what I'm watching, because I got the YouTube video pulled up. Are you sure that's the Statue of Liberty? That looks an awful lot like the Stark Tower.
Yeah, they're on Ellis Island.
Hang on one second. So trying to get to that one scene, because it looked like a skyscraper to me.
See, these are the fun things that we got to look forward to.
Yeah, and that's the frustrating thing about trailers, is they could have changed it to kind of keep the secret.
Also, yeah, very
Electro
true.
Is attacking. Oh shit, you're right. Yeah, because he's running up the Statue of Liberty crown, jumps off. Yep. Okay. Wow, I didn't notice that. Huh.
Now, so here is something.
Yeah, they are at Ellis Island. I'll be damned.
Here is something to think about for you.
So they're replacing the torch with his shield?
Basically, yes.
Huh.
Because he was the one who saved, you know, the world from the snap.
Did he, though? That was more Tony.
I think they're using him as the first Avenger. Here's my thing. So I read somewhere Kevin Feige was on the staff of the X-Men movie. The original one, where the final battle took place at the Statue of Liberty. All right. Now, I might be, you know, tinfoil hatting it here for a second.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, connecting, you know, strings of yarn. But I'm just saying, what if the people that come through that portal, again, could be the X-Men?
Ooh, that's a bit of a stretch, though. I don't know. I don't know how much of that is true.
See, again, I know. That's like I said, I don't want to go too far into that, and I don't want to think too much of, you know, up the molehill about that. But
yeah, I'll be damned. You're absolutely right. That is the Statue of Liberty. Wow. Yeah, because I noticed that when Mary Jane's falling, and then you could see it looked like a giant Captain America shield was was crashing down. I don't know where I thought there was one shot where it looked like they were putting it on the side of Avengers Tower. Huh. I was wrong. But yeah, I mean, yeah, there's a lot to unpack with, you know, we could go down this rabbit hole for a while, but.
And don't forget, we had Hawkeye just start too.
We did. That looks really good. Haven't started it yet. Probably start that here tonight or sometime this week. Because the previews looked really good for it.
It's first two episodes we watched last Wednesday when it debuted. Very very good show. Strong Marvel story. It's good to see Jeremy Renner, you know, on his own, getting to do Hawkeye things.
But I'm sure it's strange not seeing him with Scarlett Johansson and
it is.
Black Widow.
That is definitely strange. I will tell you that, but Hailee Steinfeld is picking it up. She's going to become a good Kate Bishop.
Oh, good, good. Well, that's good to hear.
So.
I wonder if they're gonna bring back Black Widow. I wonder, and again, here, this is me going down the rabbit hole. I wonder if What if some of the elements from What If was kind of like a little nod to what they could possibly do in the future, where, you had Black Widow who lost her entire team, and at the end she gets put into a universe where they lost their Black Widow.
Could be.
One of those things. I'm wondering if maybe that was kind of a little nod of like, hey, she's coming back. So who knows? I
Definitely
mean,
could be.
that could just be pure imagination. Again, that's a rabbit hole kind of discussion. So just leave that thought out there to the Ethernet.
So many things to think about and stuff. We got 2 weeks to do it with.
Yeah.
But that's all I got. The Marvel Cinematic Universe, the future looks bright. 2022 is going to be a great year with the movies that are coming. They just started shooting Guardians 3. So,
They
you
did,
know who,
yeah.
so things are going good.
They really are. Yeah, it'll be exciting to see. We got 2 weeks to Spider-Man. Another 6, 7 months for Doctor Strange 2. Future's looking good so far. Haven't watched The Eternals. Haven't heard great things about The Eternals, honestly. I'll wait until that comes out on Disney Plus. I'm not in any rush to see it in theaters, personally.
Yeah, no, I completely understand that. Like I said, it's a strong storytelling movie, but there's, if you're looking for the blow 'em up fun action that you got in Endgame, you don't really get it in that movie.
Well, and I still haven't seen the new Venom movie either. Let There Be Carnage.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm a little behind on a lot of
Wow.
these movies.
Well, you definitely need to see that. That's something you should stream tonight, which is available to stream now.
Is it available to stream? Where at?
I will just say that I know it came out. I'm not sure where, but
Huh, I'll have to
I'm
look for it.
I will say this, that movie, my only nitpicking complaint was that movie should have been rated R.
It wasn't, was it?
No.
Ugh.
They missed on an opportunity, I think, and hopefully that they will correct at some point. But yes, that movie should have been rated R.
Well, do we know if Morbius is rated R?
We don't know what Morbius is rated yet. That
I'm
has
not
not come out with rated.
too sure about Morbius. I don't think they should have made his character into a standalone film.
I think it's a strong stretch. It's
No,
bold,
it's
but we'll
PG-13.
see. We'll see. It's Morbius is not necessarily a character that you hear a lot about. But again, this could be they may have to do this movie to open up the door to bring in Blade, per se. So.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I didn't really think about that. I'm only hung up on it because the only thing I know of the character is from the Spider-Man cartoon, and he was a villain in that.
That's true. He was never really a good guy.
No, he wasn't. That's where I'm like, why are they doing a, but I mean, they did that with Venom, where they kind of flipped the script. So I guess it's not too far-fetched for them to like make him an anti-hero, I guess.
Yeah, no, I mean, even in the trailer, the trailer shows the line between hero and villain, or I think that's what it says. It says the line will be drawn between hero and villain.
Yeah, and I wonder if there's gonna be any connection. Well, I mean, what's his face shows up in the trailer?
Well, we have yeah,
Michael
Michael
Keaton.
Keaton's in the trailer. And you also have the thing where in the new trailer they have where this is this they have a detective saying a line, "This is the strangest thing we've seen since that thing in San Francisco," which is referring to
Venom.
Venom. And then you have him walking past a poster in an alley of Spider-Man that said the Sam Raimi Spider-Man, but it says murder.
Yeah, it's the same poster that showed up at the end of Venom, the first Venom movie.
Was it? I can't remember.
I believe so. It was either that or maybe it was the Venom 2 trailer. Crap, I can't remember. Damn. I am drawing a blank. I need to rewatch Venom.
Oh, yeah. You definitely need to see Let There Be Carnage.
Well, that's because there was speculation that he might show up in Tom Holland's one of his films. There's some sort of connection that has been established in the Venom movie. It was either this one or the new one.
It's in the new one. Okay. But because you haven't seen it, I can't tell you.
Gotcha. Well, we are an hour in. Let's go ahead and wrap this up. A lot to unpack. But yeah, you got any closing statements there, TJ?
Enjoy the future of the Marvelverse. A multiverse is a great thing to have fun with, and I believe that Marvel is going to do this multiverse a lot of justice.
We didn't even talk
about X-Men 97 coming in 2023 to Disney Plus. But that's, again, I can't even get into that. That's another thing I'm excited for. So
wait, say, oh, 97?
Yeah, that's what it's called. It's called X-Men 97.
Huh.
But it's the X-Men that we watched when we were kids.
Oh, are they re-releasing the cartoon?
They're rebooting it, basically. Same cast and everything. Same voice actor.
Really?
Yes.
I did not
know
that.
Same drawing style. Same animation style.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see where it goes.
I mean, yeah. It was because of everything I know from the X-Men and Spider-Man are from the 90s cartoons.
Exactly.
And they were so well done.
Right?
They really were. I wish they would do that with Spider-Man as well. Bring back
exactly.
The same voice characters, same style. That'd be cool.
Yep. I agree completely. But we should wrap this up. So definitely I look forward to the multiverse, and I definitely look forward to No Way Home. I will see it on opening night. So I will try and post a quick little review. Spoiler free, of course.
Yeah.
Right after that movie ends.
Yeah, because unfortunately I'm not going to be able to see it until that Saturday after opening day, which is fine. Scedulingand stuff, as it were, life. Mostly
life.
Because I work the mid shift, so I can't. I really won't have time to see it Thursday or Friday. But got my tickets. I'm excited for it. Can't wait. And yeah, that'll do it for this episode. And I'll see you on the next one.
All right, sounds good.
That concludes this episode of the Average Joe Geek Show. Thank you for listening. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to stay up to date on future episode releases and other fun stuff. Until next time, keep calm and geek on.